The lovely Kate Santon, one of my favorite humans on the planet. I know we go way back and we've done some really cool things together, and I appreciate all that you do and all that you've done for us in our ProConnect group in Southern California. And I'm grateful that you're here with me on Perlism.
Thanks so much. I'm so grateful to be here. I've obviously loved working with you, and it's really interesting to see your trajectory and what you've built. And I think what you've built is really extraordinary.
Means the world to hear. Okay, we'll get right into it. What is Santon General Counsel?
I'm an attorney. I'm a business attorney. I focus on small businesses. I call myself an outside general counsel. I provide advice regarding compliance for my small business clients. I also provide business transactional services. It really comes down to, small businesses don't have the need or the funds to have an in-house general counsel, but they still need general counsel services. They still need advice regarding the variety of day-to-day legal things that come across their desk. So, that's what I provide. I provide that at affordable rates, predictable rates for small business clients, which is really my mission statement. And the other thing that I can provide is help them access or find the right attorneys for other, legal issues that come up.
How would you say you're leading the way in your industry or with Santon General Counsel?
For me, small businesses are the backbone of the economy, and that's really where my passion is, and that's where my mission statement arose out of. And they have so much regulation to comply with, and it's really hard to keep up with everything when you're running a small business, especially because a lot of the folks that I'm working with, are doing this for the first time. So, like I said, my goal is to provide services at affordable and predictable rates, and I try to do a lot of flat fees. The other aspect is, since I started my practice in 2015, I've utilized technology to make running my practice more efficient. So, the office administration of running a practice is basically seamless, which enables me to devote, the majority or really substantially all of my time to service delivery and working with my clients. And also because I work with small businesses primarily, I see the same issues over and over again. Because I see those same issues, I am really efficient at providing legal services to them. And it makes their lives so much easier to, number one, have those legal services at affordable and predictable rates, and to know that this is something that is my entire practice is based on this.
What do you feel is currently missing in your industry right now?
It is hard for lawyers to be innovative in their practices. And I think the reason for that is the state bar has some regulations that may even be considered draconian that make it difficult for lawyers to be innovative in their practices and to develop new ways of delivering services. So we have this, weird dichotomy in the market where we have, various companies that are not attorneys. We kind of know who a lot of those are, and they're able to be more innovative in providing essentially legal services because they're not registered or licensed as attorneys. And simultaneously, attorneys on the other side have a hard time trying to be competitive or innovative in certain ways because we have regulation that hampers our ability to do that. And the state bar has task forces that they're looking into this, but so far, I honestly don't think that their proposals are very beneficial to the legal community. So I think that's really what's missing in our industry, having a supportive regulatory environment that enables us to provide innovative legal services and come up with new ways of delivering services that make it easier for the public and, to enable access to justice for, members of the California public.
Who would you say your ideal clients are? Who are you ideally looking to work with, or who do you typically work with?
Really small businesses throughout California. And I always say I'm industry agnostic. So I work with a ton of, service-based businesses. I work with, businesses that are selling goods. I work with e-commerce companies. I work with a lot of folks that are, regulated professionals. So like attorneys, for example, CPAs, physicians, therapists, psychologists, engineers, and they have additional regulation beyond what's just needed in the running a business environment, because they have their particular industries in the California Business and Professions Code. And so there's a lot of additional complications there. But, you know, the long and short of it is really any small business throughout California.
What's the ideal conversation you're looking to have with those prospective clients?
Imminently, I'm talking to clients about the Corporate Transparency Act. The Corporate Transparency Act was passed in 2021. It is a law that requires, and it's really shocking how the landscape is changing. It's a law that requires corporations and LLCs, any entity that's created with the Secretary of State, to register with the federal FinCEN, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, and they have to report who owns or controls that particular entity. And, you know, this is geared towards combating terrorism and financial crimes and money laundering and using shell companies throughout the United States. And so there are good reasons behind this, but it's really burdensome, onerous requirement for a lot of small businesses. And very few people know that this is coming down the pike. And starting January 1st, 2024, all new companies that are being formed are going to have to file this report within 90 days. And all existing entities can start filing January 1, 2024, and we'll need to file by January 1, 2025. So my conversation starter with clients right now is, do you know about the Corporate Transparency Act? Does this apply to you? What do you need to do, et cetera? And just because it's a huge regulatory need and a big change in the landscape that a lot of clients are not aware is coming.
And lastly for us, Kate, who are your ideal referral partners? Who are the ones that can lead you to your ideal clients?
CPAs, estate planners, other attorneys, financial advisors, business brokers. These are all folks that are involved, you know, on a pretty regular basis with their clients and can identify issues that their clients are going to need to talk to a business attorney about. And then, you know, moreover, I collaborate with these professionals on a pretty regular basis and liaise with my clients' service providers to make my clients' lives easier, in part because, I mean, there are things that I would do that have, you know, tax implications, for example. So I need to make sure that I'm talking with the CPA to make sure, you know, we don't have, you know, undesirable tax implications on that. So, or that I don't do something that's going to negatively impact the CPA's plan for whatever it is, and vice versa. So it is important to collaborate and liaise with those professionals, and it's a value-added service that I provide to clients to make their lives easier so that they don't have to, you know, be ping-pong back and forth between different service providers.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Perlusum, brought to you by Essential Trust Financial. Essential Trust Financial is a holistic financial planning firm specializing in assisting female entrepreneurs who are typically lawyers, medical professionals, and tech startup founders. Please contact us for a complimentary review of your current financial plan. Together, we will ensure that your investments are aligned with your needs and strive to meet your future goals and expectations. We hope to be your trusted source for financial education and financial needs. The best way to get in contact with us is give us a call at 949-502-0898. Shoot us an email at info@trustfin.com, or visit our website at etrustfin.com. We look forward to chatting with you.